Nacious Yisrael he, if she got married to a Yisraelis, that the locher is. If you give a get, you let her marry you back again. So the locher is chalitis. Avadi, you have to give chalitza now. Because we have a suffix of Shimon Gamliel says it's a suffix. If the kid is a ben kayomenach, so on the side the kid was an eifel, you have a chi of yibum. If you have a chi of yibum, there's a man the yom holds that yivom will shuk, it's a chai v'lavin, and the kedushin is not tyson, on man the yom holds. So that man the yom, the first kedushin was not chal. So locher is, she has to have chalitza now from her husband's brother, and then she get married again to this person. Strashi, meshes Yisrael he, in main of she's not married to a kohen, zesh neskat shaloi, or mutav a chalutza. He's allowed to get married to a chalutza. Yisrael could get married to an isha that has chalitza. He's then the yetzir is chalitza. Minat tofik, avad the first yetzir of chalitza. The yachak kach tinosa, then marry her again. The im kohenu, ma shenkin lu yisrael, she got married now to a kohen. She im tach loit, if she gets chalitza now, te yasuru loi. Just like a kohen can't marry a grusha, a kohen can't marry a chalutza. If we're going to tell her to give chalitza now, she won't be able to stay married to a new husband. Is in such a case like tomorrow, Rashi is samchinim ad rabbonim. We're samech on the rabbonim v'yamrinon, lav neiflu v'yena chalitzis. On this case, she could be samech on the rabbonim, that dings the chanim shum and amuil, and they all know, stam a kid that is born, rov tinoikas arben kayomam, so you have right to name on the kid was a vadai flad, and merely patas from yibun. So tomorrow, obimeshis koyinu, ena chalitzis. If the Lisha got married to a Kohen, then we don't make her get chalitza that should be yosa to the Kohen, but rather samech on the Rabbanan's psak. For Rav Shavya Mishmei the Rav Ramanein, Achazu v'Achazu chalitzis. He said, he knows from the Rabbanan's svar. What do you mean? We pass the Shimon Gamliel. According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, it's a suffix in Yisra D'Raisa. There's a suffix to say maybe that kid was an Eifel. On the Tzad is an Eifel, there's a mitzvah Yibum. So you're not allowed to get married to somebody, you're from the Shuk. So you have to have chalitza. If you have chalitza, you have to get a get, you can't stay married to your husband, he's a Kohen and a Chanami. So you have to have Sharbiya. He does know the Rabbani even for a suffix. He holds his Vad in the Lachas Krab Shimon Gamliel. Omalei Ravin Rav Shavya, Ravin has the Kashtar of Shavya. Beyurto Omar Rav Hochi, it's like a right. At night time when Rav gave the Shir in the Beis HaMedrash, he passed him like that. That in, even to a Kohen, she's also said she has to have Chalitza. Over the Tzafi, you know, the next morning Rav came back to Beis HaMedrash and Hodebei. Rav was Chayzer. And he said that it's Mutter. So Omalei Salachura and Ravin and Tal Rav Shavya, you passed me wrong. Omalei, he wasn't Kabul or Rav Shavya. Omalei, Shayusi Rav or the Tishra Tarba. According to your hefta, but you're saying it's mutter, you might as well go ahead and be mata teeth fats also. Be mata teeth chela, that's also. Because he didn't hold for napsa. He still held, it's also. Because since we pass like a shum gamliel, it's like it's a vadai sosik. Maybe the kid is not a ben kayoma, maybe he's an eifel. On a side he's an eifel, the isha can't stay married to the kohen, because she's called the yavam l'shuk. There's a law for an isha to get married unless she has chalitza first. And once she got chalitza, she can't stay married to the kohen. So in the chlam, Yerushalmi holds she's also. It's all in the machlokes. It's machlokes in the yivamis. One man the yom holds yivam l'shuk kedushin is not toifis. So that man the yom, you have to make another kedushin. I'm not sure we paskin. The other one says no. It's only a chay v'lavin. Chay v'lavin. Even if you marry a chay v'lavin, the kedushin is toifsin. So chur the second kedushin would be toifis. Just a lochish yes that chalitza. I'm not sure we paskin. Right. We have Yehuda Mati. So Mishnah we had a machlokes now about an adrugnis. A kid that's born with two simonim. He has a gid, he has a simon zocher, but he also has a simon of an isha there. So is that Mila Deicha Shabbos? The Tanakam al Allah we hold, that's called the Suffolk Mila, because you have a Suffolk, what is he? Is he an Isha or is he a man? So such a Mila is not Deicha Shabbos. If you don't know, when our drunkenness is called a Vaday Zohar, and it's Deicha Shabbos. So the more Omer HaShizbi, Omer HaChizda, Laila Kel Omer Rabbi Yehuda, and drunkenness is Zohru. It's not a Klal and Kol HaTerah Kula, if you don't know, and our drunkenness is called a Vaday Zohar, for Kol HaTerah Kula. But I say, it's only by Hilchas Mila, does he hold his vadi mechuyev in the mila and the sivu deicha Shabbos? But for other halacha is not drink this type of called the sofik. We'll soon see, and he doesn't have a din like a zohar. So the Gemara is shir matoy mekain. Because if you're going to tell me according to Reb Yehuda, it's a klal and called terakula, and not drinkness is called a zohar, or v'zoy the erchin yarch. By erchin is halacha that the whole parsha in the Torah. If somebody says erchin alai, means you want to give money to Hegdish, and you say erchin alai, how much I'm worth. So the Torah says tell how much you're worth. I mean, Ben Chodesh till 5 years old, from 5 years old to 20, from 20 till 50, the different ages, how old you are to have different erchin. The locher is an adreidness. He says, erchi alai, I want to be menadev myself, how much I'm worth, he has no erchin. An adreidness is not a din erchin. It's not chal his nether. So, b'zayit shver, according to Yehuda, why isn't it? if in the time of Yehuda holds that called Terakula, and that dragon is called a Zachar, he should have a din of an Erech Zachar. For the Gemara, Minolan Deloy, Marach, how do we know that even according to Yehuda, he holds that an dragon has no din Erechin, he's not in the Pasha of Erechin, to Tanya. We learned in a Braisa, is a Stam Teres Kahanim, the Gemara will come out, a Stam Teres Kahanim is Rabbi Yehuda. So it says, Hazachar, the Pasuk says, Hazachar, with Asher from the extra word, Hey, for Loy Tumtim. It's in the Pasha of Erchin. If a Zohar says, Erki Yolai, we say you're mechuyev to give this much money, it's only if you're a Zohar, Vadei, Mashiach and a Tumtim. A Tumtim means we don't know what he is. It means his whole Mokum there is covered over. We don't know if there's a Gid inside, he's a Zohar, or we don't know if there's an Isha. We don't know what he is. So the word Hazachar says only a Vadei Zohar, not a Tumtim. The Yandrugnis. Hey, so what's in Yandrugnis also has no din Erchin? Yochalai would think lo yehei b'erachish. Maybe Nadrugnis doesn't have the erchin of an ish, because the pasuk says hazocher an extra hey. He only is zocher vadi has an erchin. But avil yarech yehei b'erach isham. But maybe he has an erchin of an isha. She has different value to him. So that Nadrugnis has a similar of an isha. Maybe if he says erchin alai, he has to give how much an isha is worth his age. Talmud Leima, the pasuk says no hazocher v'im nekeva. An extra word v'im. For him we dashin, he zocher vaday, nekeva vadois, v'loy tumtum v'andrognis. What pasha has it in erchin? Only a vaday zocher or a vaday nekeva? Mashek netumtum v'andrognis, that's a suffix, we don't know what din they are. Are they considered a zocher, they considered nisham? They have no pasha's erchin. So the more of a stam.